Medicaid expansion in Utah would provide $152 million in new federal funding to Utah healthcare services in 2014 and nearly $4 billion over 10 years. But Republican Representative Jacob Anderegg of Lehi says that the cost of the program isn't worth the benefits derived. He is sponsoring a bill to ban the expansion of the program in the state. Federal Medicaid expansion has been a contentious part of President Obama's Affordable Care Act. In a 2012 ruling on the new healthcare law, the Supreme Court gave states the choice to participate in the program, and Governor Gary Herbert says his office is currently studying the issue. During debate on the House floor on Monday morning, Anderegg implied that if Governor Herbert signed on to the expansion, he would be acting like a dictator.
There was a reason the legislature was vested with appropriations powers, so that one person couldn't unilaterally make dictatorial decisions. My colleagues, there's a better way. My vision is companies diverting some of their money that they would send their people to Mexico or South America or Africa to build schools, which are all noble pursuits, diverting that money to the clinics close to home.
But Democrats in the House said that without the expansion, Utah's underserved communities would suffer. Representative Rebecca Chavez-Hauck sponsored a bill aimed at preparing the state for Medicaid expansion. But that legislation was passed over by the House earlier in the session. She challenged Representative Anderegg's assertion that volunteer service from doctors could take the place of increased Medicaid coverage.
I would argue that his proposal for charity care is something that has yet to be proven. I doubt that it would work. He talks about a vision. Well, I've not seen that vision in practice in a mass application where it would cover the number of people that are so desperate need of health care and health services and health coverage.
Johnny Daw Emerson, public affairs manager at the Association for Utah Community Health, said that she was disappointed the measure passed, but that her organization would work to try to prevent its passage in the Senate.
We'll continue to work with people on the Senate side to educate them about what this bill means. You know, Utah's default option is to not do a Medicaid expansion. It's actually something you have to opt into, not opt out of. So we see the legislation as not being necessary. And we'll continue to talk to people about all of those things as the bill makes its way through the Senate and be hopeful that we'll do better in the Senate than we do on the House side.
The measure to ban Medicaid expansion passed the House on a vote of 46-27. It will be heard in the Senate sometime this week as the 2013 legislative session comes to a close. With KCPW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Roger McDonough for Utah Public Radio.